This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is John, VK5 DJ for the South East Radio Group. Friday night was the club's AGM. As with other meetings this year, it was held on the 2-metre South East network. Reports and budget were on the members-only section of the club website so that they could be reviewed by members prior to the meeting. Election of officers went smoothly and largely resulted in people continuing in their roles, thanks to work by Secretary Cole, who contacted people before the AGM to see if they would stand again. Our budget has been tightened a little for 2021, as some of our regular fundraisers have not happened, but the club remains in a strong financial condition. Some projects have been put on hold, but the club still has plenty on its plate, and with a strong committee, we are already planning ahead for fundraisers and activities. In addition, COVID-19 permitting, we'll restart the annual convention in June. Last weekend, the club was able to help with the state's COVID-19 border protection. Listeners will know that our borders are being closely guarded. One of the border crossings is in a forest area east of Mount Gambier, where police and army telephones were unable to access a mobile telephone cell. As a result, Surge stepped up and provided our communications trailer with a pump-up mast, while members contributed coax, yagis and connectors to enable a government cell phone extender to be established and operational. Well done to those members who helped out. It's another example of amateur radio providing a valuable service for the community. Well, that's it for this week, and I say 73 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. 2 weeks ago, we started the lunches at the Blackwood RSL again, and we had 15 people attend. It was just like old times. Lots of chatter and catching up on the latest. The next lunch will be on the 14th of August. If you wish to attend that lunch, you will have to book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email on rslbwwod@bigpond.com. Alternatively, you can send me an email and I'll book for you. Still no date for when we can start back at the shack mornings. This is getting critical. We have a training and assessment weekend coming up in August. Barry is busy negotiating with the Girl Guides Association and looking for an alternative venue if we cannot use the Girl Guides facilities. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing 2 Kiwi SDRs and the other equipment we need to add 2 more 4-channel remote receivers to Paul's very quiet receiving site. We still have to resolve the power supply limitations. He needs more solar cells, batteries, and a radio quiet converter battery charger. The Kiwi SDRs are in short supply, so it may take some time to obtain them. I do know that AREG and NERC are also in the market for these. We have 2 AHARS nets each week on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 megs with a minus 600 kHz offset. The original Monday night net starting at 8 p.m. and what I'm calling the Corona net on Thursday nights also starting at 8 p.m. Remember, by joining in on the 2-metre nets, you're exercising the social distancing we have to observe. We are 2 metre apart. I have received some more information from the Mitcham Council about access to the hall, and we will start our general meetings on the 17th of November. If it's still safe to run a meeting on that day, our first event will be the annual members buy and sell. This event will be strictly limited to current financial members of AHARS. Keep an ear on the broadcasts and an eye on your AHARS emails. If the SA Corona status deteriorates, like it has in VK2 and VK3, then we may have to reschedule this event. We will have to cancel this year's buy and sell in November. I doubt if the borders will be open and our commercial vendors come from Victoria. So do some of our buyers. We will look at running one in the new year. We're still looking for a secretary, so if you'd like to fill that position, please email me. You can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. And just another reminder that the membership fees are due, so no doubt you've received the account, and you can go ahead and pay your fees at your earliest convenience. And just remember, if you want the early bird benefit, then you need to pay it before the meeting on the 11th of September. So don't forget, membership fees are now due. And the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be the AGM, but it's going to be a virtual one. Yes, there won't be any chicken and chips or pizza that night. You'll have to provide them yourself, but we're going to have a virtual meeting. So that'll be on the Houghton repeater again, 146.850, and that will be on Friday, the 14th of August. And, of course, the North East Radio Club is still conducting examinations. So if anybody wishes to take part in an examination, then Peter, VK5PX, is the man to talk to, and you can get in touch with him by emailing him at vk5px@wia.org.au. And of course the Wednesday Morning Coffee Corona Club Net is still going on at 10 a.m. on the Houghton repeater. All good fun, and we invite everybody to come along. Don't have to be a member, but you can still come along and have fun. So don't forget Friday mornings at 10 a.m. for the Coffee Corona Club Net. And every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. it's the F-Troop Net. And that's a little different because it's not run on the Houghton. It's on the Link repeater system. So come on up at 5 p.m. and join in the gang on the F-Troop Net. Now, when the lockdown started back in March, we had our first virtual meeting. And it was Rob, VK5RC, who gave a very interesting talk on the vital books and textbooks that you need for amateur radio use. Well, I thought I'd follow on a bit with that because I found an interesting book the other week. I was wandering around in one of the bookshops looking for some textbooks on ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs, but I failed to find any. But what I did find is a very interesting book called How to Diagnose and Fix Everything Electronic. And it's by a man named Michael J. Gaia. And that name Gaia is spelt Golf, Echo, India, Echo, Romeo. And it's a very intriguing book. It shows you how to do all the fault finding and all the tools and equipment you need, and a good analysis of some of the problems that you can expect to find. And whilst it's a general electronics fixing book, you can apply all these principles, of course, to fixing amateur radio gear. So you should find that in a bookshop or maybe online. Well, that's all for this week. 73's good DX, and stay safe from me, Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.